Good morning and welcome to the Health and Aging Show, where we talk about the joys and the challenges of growing older in this great state. And we talk to local experts about what they see happening as people age, as well as the services that are available for you and your loved ones. I'm your host, Jason McDermott, and I'm joined this morning with my co-host, Tammy Madrid. Tammy, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Good morning, everyone.
How are you liking this nice, warm weather? I'm assuming you love it just by that.
I do.
That's excellent. Actually, yes, I'm enjoying it myself. I actually love Albuquerque when it's nice and warm.
I'd rather be in the mountains, but...
That's the beauty of Albuquerque. An hour away, yeah. You can go to the mountains. Absolutely.
Right? Yep.
Well, I am excited for our show today. We have a returning guest by popular demand. Good morning, Melissa Spears. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me again.
And Melissa Spears is with Northridge. Now, I'm going to mess this up. Honestly, I co-host the show. I mean, I co-host the show all the time, and I cannot say the word Alzheimer's.
You know?
Alzheimer's. Yeah. I even have the association on me. They always give me a lecture, you know, drop the T.
Drop the T.
My tongue cannot. It's just stuck. It's stuck there. Yeah. But, well, welcome. Again, Melissa, and I know you're with Northridge. I'm going to say memory care, Alzheimer's, special care center. great place here in Albuquerque. And again, I love to have you on the show because you're very passionate on what you do. And I know you have a lot of experience in what you do. You've been doing this for a long time, and I just hear so many great things about you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, 20 years this year. Kind of crazy.
Wow.
It is 20 years, right?
How could that be? I'm only 21, right?
Yeah. That's right. That's what I keep telling people as well, too. That's
right.
Great.
That's awesome.
So,
yeah.
So tell us about yourself a little. And I know, we've probably had some, listeners that heard you before, but let's refresh memories. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you from Albuquerque? Or?
Not originally from Albuquerque, but it's certainly home. Moved here in the mid-80s and went away for college. And I thought I wanted to be a nurse and was going to trying to get into clinicals for nursing school and didn't quite make the cut for clinicals. It was going to be another year, and my parents wanted me to hurry up and get my degree. So
right.
I took a class in gerontology, and I just really fell in love with the idea of working with the elderly, and it always... had that affinity for helping older people and, grew up around my grandparents and loved that. And so when, I moved back to Albuquerque, there was a position open for an activities director. And, I'm telling the story again because Jason told me to, just so everyone knows who's heard me on the show before.
Yeah, that's right. I, as we said before the show, I love hearing your stories. I mean, I don't even need writing this stuff down. I can just sit here all day long and hear your stories.
And I could go on and on and on about what I do because I love it so much. So, I back in the dark ages when we only had two computers in the whole campus. And I was the activities director at what's now Brookdale Tramway.
Right.
When it was multiple companies ago. And I would go work on the activities calendar in the evening in the dementia unit. And where that computer was located, it was called the bank. And a resident came up and said, "I'd like to make a withdrawal, please, ma'am." And I just fell in love with how in the moment they were. And was given an opportunity to run that unit a little bit later on and just absolutely fell in love with it. And, it's always the population I go back to. I've done, different jobs in this field, but dementia is my love and passion and I just love it. So.
Oh, kind of what's funny is you said that kind of before the show we're talking, it's interesting to see people come out of college right into senior care because you don't see that very much.
You kind of see in the
healthcare industry, they'll go for the emergency stuff, they'll go for the, the dramatic stuff, and then they'll come to senior. But so it's real great to see young people get involved in more senior care because I think it's nice to have a variety
so
of staff.
Fun.
Well, and
learned.
Absolutely.
Oh,
like
amazing.
You think, when I think about the impact that you can make with just a kind heart and a positive attitude and, what a difference you can make in the lives of these families that are struggling with helping them see the gift and the beautiful part of the disease. I mean, that's, people are like, "Well, there's nothing pretty about it." Well, no, but being in the moment, there's something to be said about how precious that is.
Right.
And
absolutely.
We don't do that so much. And so I just really love it and, love teaching people about it and love and, infusing that enthusiasm into our staff. And
that's a tongue twister, right?
Yeah, no kidding. And it just, when you see what good dementia care should look like, then you can always recognize it. And
right.
So
what a great pleasure to be a part of someone's I guess, that part of their journey.
And absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's such a privilege.
It is.
I mean, it's great, great. And I'd love to see young people involved. Yeah, which it's kind of funny. So memory care seems to be, I don't want to say the hot topic, but it definitely seems to be the number one questions we get. And it, I don't know. We kind of always go back to this. I think people are getting diagnosed better when it comes to memory care. So I think we're starting to understand it a little better and understand how to care for it. And again, you can elaborate more than me. I'm not the expert.
Sure.
But yeah.
Well, you know, very different. When I started in the field, the average age was about, you know, late 80s, early 90s.
Right.
And now it's not. I have a resident that's 59.
Wow.
I have residents, many residents in their 60s and 70s. And, you know, different types of dementia, being able to recognize it earlier. And,
right.
you know, the thing, it is such a hot topic because there's no cure.
Yeah. Right.
There's no effective treatment. I mean, the medications help manage the symptoms, but really there's nothing to stop it. There's nothing to really fix it. And all you can do is manage those behavioral symptoms. And that's the hard part. You know, families can only do it for
Absolutely.
So long at home. And then
it just becomes so taxing on the family members.
Absolutely. Where they would need, you know, services like yours, non-medical home care, or, you know, even hospice care. And then to manage that in your home is overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Overwhelming.
Especially if you're like a wife caring for your husband or vice versa, and you have no family that lives nearby in the same city, or you just have no other family.
Sure.
That's really tough.
Yeah.
It's funny. I say this all the time, is you can see literally the burden lift off someone's shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as they get help.
And
they're just exhausted, especially when you're talking about their spouse. They're just, you know, it's just tough on everybody, which I know you see.
They just don't realize how good it can be for everyone until they try it.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's just getting them to get in the door and try it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about Northridge. And you've been with Northridge, we'll call it 3 years.
Almost three years.
All right. Yay. Woo.
Yay.
Yeah. That's great. Now, did you do memory care before Northridge?
I actually worked for the Alzheimer's Association prior to, I took a little break and worked in the nonprofit world, and I loved it. And, but prior to that, yeah, I worked in dementia specific assisted livings and non-medical home care, with a focus on staff that were well trained in dementia care. And dementia care is where 70% of my career has been in dementia care.
That's great. Now, Northridge is fairly new to Albuquerque. It's been 5 years? Or how long?
Yeah, it actually just turned six.
Turned six?
Yeah. I take that back. 2012. No, five. We just turned five this year, January.
Awesome.
Which is great. I mean, it's definitely a new place for sure.
Absolutely.
The center looks new. It's still a great place. So I guess tell us a little bit about Northridge and for our listeners. You guys do strictly memory care, early onset, all the way to...
Yep, that's what we do. We're an age-in-place community, so we specialize. We're a standalone Alzheimer's and dementia-related dementias, assisted living. You know, we're a little different in that we have 24-hour nursing, which I think is really important
because
for the most part, most of our folks are moderate to later stages. And we have folks that we group like at mealtime and activities. So our Meaningful Moments program, what we try to do is from the very beginning when we start talking with that family, we start creating their history and profile. And that's kind of a tool that helps us create their care plan and individualizing and knowing what are things that are going to be triggers, knowing their life story to help them
Absolutely.
In when they need to be redirected, when they're anxious, when they're upset, how can we help them make them feel better and acknowledged and reassured that they're safe in it, they're okay.
Right. You know, it's interesting you said age in place. That seems to be, I actually love that. I love that. And
mm-hmm.
because honestly, we see it all the time, how people will move into a home and then have to move again because maybe that home can't help them with the services they
right.
need, and then again have to move again.
Right.
It almost seems like they would make four or three separate moves during their senior life.
It's just tough.
Yeah.
It's just...
You know, and a lot of times that's really education for the family because they don't see their loved one as impaired
right.
or needing that kind of care. And so, you know, we try to paint a picture and show them when we first talk with them, and they come and look at Northridge, really getting some good information about that person, because one, we provide better care for one, the family, and for the mm-hmm. for the loved one, and which is important to do both. Right. Very important.
Very important.
And you know, they're immediately looking for, can I see my loved one here? Right? They're looking
right.
at that. And so the way that our Meaningful Moments program is set up is we group like with like at mealtime and activities so that they are engaged in things appropriate for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know we're going to. Well, let me get some information out there for Northridge for our listeners. Do you have a phone number they can call?
Sure. 323-8800.
And I'm assuming you guys got a website?
We do. JEASeniorLiving.com.
JEA Senior Living. We got that. What's that again?
JEASeniorLiving.com.
That's right. Well, that's going to sound like a commercial here in about 2 seconds. We can make a little jingle real quick.
Right. Well, make a little song.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm assuming you guys are on Facebook.
We are. Last time I was like, we're not really on Facebook. We do have a Facebook page now, so you can check it out. It has pictures of activities that we do and beautiful pictures of the building. And yeah.
All right.
Check it out.
Tell you what, we're going to take a break. I want to hear more about Northridge when we come back. So don't go away. You're listening to the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott. I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, Mariposa has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with transportation, bathing, meal preparation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-1744 or visit their website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's M-A-R-I-P-O-S-A, homehealth.com. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking with Melissa Spears with Northridge and also our co-host here, Tammy Madrid. We actually, it's funny, during the break, I think we've just talked our whole show out here. Yeah. So we got nothing left. We're sorry, folks.
Coming on the show.
Yeah, exactly. No, we have some great things to talk about for sure, and talk about Northridge and Alzheimer's Association or the special care that you guys do. Mm-hmm. And kind of a question I asked during the break that I kind of like would our listeners know is, when is a good time to come visit? Early stage memory care, or we kind of always talked about, and you said over the break, sometimes people come too late. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's exhausted. Mm-hmm. Everyone's, yeah.
You know, I think the kind of sweet spot for coming to look, I think it's always good to be proactive and know, you know, when you go and it's crisis and what if the place you love doesn't have a spot, which sometimes happens, you know, you don't have the room available and they need help. They needed help, you know, yesterday. So I think it's important to you know, the Alzheimer's Association has great resources and lists. There's some great, the city of Albuquerque puts out a great guide that has lists of home health services, you know.
Right.
I think it's always good to get that support in the home early, mm-hmm. give that loved one a break. One, it establishes that, you know, they're introducing a new care partner, right? They're introducing somebody new that can provide some care so that that loved one can get a very necessary break.
Absolutely.
From time to time. Or adult daycare services. I don't know if have you ever had Jessica?
Well, absolutely.
Mayberry?
Jessica's Mayberry.
Yeah.
We're
love
huge
them.
Advocates. We love
refer
them.
To each other all the time because
she's
a lot
awesome.
Of, yeah, Jessica's wonderful.
And again, just a little plug for the Mayberry Senior Services. I mean,
yeah,
they're
adult
great.
Daycare is yeah. such an important service.
It right. is, and there aren't many around right. that are geared towards elderly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there
or,
are,
yeah, unfortunately, or that really understand dementia and
right.
and you know, that's my pie in the sky dream. There'd be a dementia assisted living or a specific dementia adult daycare.
Right.
You know, we'll
like
talk.
That.
We'll
yeah.
talk. We'll talk later, Jason.
Yeah, we'll talk.
We'll talk later.
That's right.
But until you know that's you know. I can't
needed.
Stress enough looking at options, because I think it's important to look at what your loved one wants, not what you think they might, what you
right.
think they, you know, that you want.
Right.
So looking at it from the perspective of what's their personality like? Are they going to do better in a facility where like maybe one of their behaviors is wandering? That's the way our building is designed, for purposeful wandering.
Right.
But sometimes if, you know, I know if I were choosing for my parents would want two very different settings. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom's a homebody and she would want, you know, something that's very small and intimate. And, I think she would enjoy some activities, but to be able to have her own quiet time would be important to her, where, right. you know, dad's a lot more active and would enjoy something with more activities and amenities, you know, so.
That's so funny because I talk about this all the time with my wife, but because we always advocate on the show, plan, you know,
yeah,
have these conversations.
So important.
Even if it's not even on your radar now, have these conversations, you know, adult parents having, you know, adult children, excuse me, having, you know, conversations with their parents. Hey, if this ever comes about, what is your ideal situation
right,
look like?
What would you, it's so right. good to be able to do that, but then it's really hard to start that conversation.
Absolutely. And I say this all the time. I mean, you know, if I asked a room of 100 people who wants to go to assisted living, not a single person is going to raise
exactly.
their hand.
Exactly. Like, oh,
can't wait. Yeah.
Oh, my parents are like, you will not move us anywhere. We will be staying in our home.
Right.
And this is what we would like to come in and help us.
Right.
So
what's funny. So back to what you were saying, I always tell my wife the same thing. I was like, I want to be at a social place. I want things going on every day. I want to, you know, I'm going to be, you know, yeah, I want to be, you know, yeah.
Absolutely.
Or I want to be president of the association. You know, and my wife's kind of what you were saying, you know, with your parents. So she's like, you know, she would like to be in a small place, quiet, you know, music playing in the background, a little waterfall trickling.
right.
So, yeah. So, again, the moral of the story is definitely to our listeners, you know, have these conversations
plan.
You know, soon.
It's
yep.
tough,
plan.
But it sure
yeah.
does help in the long run.
Yeah.
And again, you know, we were talking about multiple transitions of care. And how disruptive that is.
Especially when you start dealing with
oh
the
my
memory
gosh,
care stuff.
Especially. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think, you know, everyone has the goal to stay at home as long as they possibly can.
Right.
But I think choosing the environment that you can stay in age in place is really important. And, you know, I don't want to say I 100% respect that, you know, if a spouse wants to keep a loved one at home, but in our environment, you know, we group like with like a mealtime and activities. So if they don't benefit from that programming when they're in that transition phase, you know, sometimes it's not as beneficial as when they wait and do it later in the game.
Right.
Of course, we're going to help them no matter what.
Right.
You know, whatever
right.
stage, as long as we can meet their needs. But, you know, we have folks that have lived there 5 years and started out very active and social, and now are completely dependent on us for every aspect of their care.
Which is good that they came in early.
Absolutely.
Right. Because now they're used to it. They know where they're at.
And
they're home.
You know, the family members are our family. You know, they,
right.
they know us. They know they can talk to anybody about their loved one's care, and you know, it makes it really nice that they're that comfortable and trusting us with their
oh yeah
so huge responsibility and a gift.
So walk me through the meaningful moments program again with you guys, which I think is great, and I know it has to do with their past experiences, and I think that's important because I'll let you
so our parent company, JEA Senior Living, Jerry Irwin, has been in the assisted living elder care business his whole career and development and building properties. And his mother, Margaret, hangs in all of our buildings to remind us of how important it is to incorporate who that person was and still honoring the, you know, the process of aging, honoring that and that they are elders, and incorporating those past experiences into their everyday care makes such a difference. You wanted a funny story about a past resident. We had a lovely little lady who had been a teacher, an educator, and she was in administration and was a principal. And
really?
When we really wanted to get her attention, when she was fired up, we would call her, you know, Dr. Can't say her last name, but
right, Dr. So-and-so, right.
We would say her last name, and sometimes we would have to go do quiet time in my office because she was so worked up. She would literally walk and pace all day long and just wear herself out. And you know, towards the end, it wasn't safe for her to walk, and so she was in a Jerry chair. But she could still read, and so I have this day of the mood of the day calendar on my desk,
right.
And it has on the back it explains it. And her favorite word was cantankerous, cantankerous. And cantankerous. She would flip the calendar. And that was always, I would always make sure it got to that. So she would say that because it was so cute.
Funny. That is so cantankerous. That's funny.
But she loved it. We'd turn off the lights and we'd be like, cute. It would have been Tara's favorite place, right? Like, we would play soft music and everyone that, you know, people are running in and out of my office all the time. And I'm like, we're having quiet time.
Right.
We're trying to get her to relax and take a nap because she had been working herself up all day long. But
she was a principal and an educator. Wow, that's wonderful. You know, it's funny. I love to hear stuff. I mean, and that's sometimes hard for, I don't want to say staff members, but to think, yeah. And I'm glad you guys do the meaningful moments because that.
It's good. And it's great for the caregivers to know the background of the person that they're caring for.
Absolutely.
So they can talk about it with them, reminisce about things they used to do, and maybe get them to get more involved in different activities.
Absolutely.
Or talk to that lady about education.
You are disorganized. She would come in and be like messing with my papers and trying to get them organized and put them in little stacks and just let her do her thing.
I think that'd be funny if she tried to fire you. You know, it's like, you know, you need to leave. This is my office. You need
right.
to
yeah,
oh, I have many nicknames. Some of the residents, there's one resident in particular that calls me the wizard, which is hysterical. Believe it or not, they still know. They'll knock and they see the sign administrator and they want to have a meeting with me.
Oh yeah, they want to get that. So they got the complaint department, basically what administrator is.
Absolutely.
That's great. That's great. So, talking about the meaningful moments and, I kind of want to talk to you earlier about like support groups. Cause again, I think, there's always, you're always dealing with the course, the clients, the residents, and you're dealing with their family.
Absolutely.
And I think it's just as hard on everybody.
Yeah, it is.
So you guys do support groups, I'm assuming?
We do the third Thursday of every month. And we actually have a family member that's our facilitator, Laura Todd. She's amazing.
Really?
Yes, she's amazing. And, she's gone through a lot of the classes through the Alzheimer's Association and support group training. And, it was a group of three, and now we've had to move them to a different room because there's so many people that
come. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that is.
Yeah. Great. And we always have snacks, and from time to time we'll have a speaker come in. We've had staff from the Alzheimer's Association come in and just, 15, 20 minutes just to answer questions or talk about types of dementia or talk about, what should I do about this? Because a lot of times you can tell them all day long, but they want to hear it from somebody who's been through it.
Right.
Absolutely. I can't agree more. Well, I know we're going to be taking a break here shortly, so I want to make sure we get some information out so they can come talk to you at Northridge. What's, again, your phone number?
505-323-8800.
And website?
JEASeniorLiving.com.
That always throws me off. But that's
I don't know why. You think that's funny?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking it should be like Northridge.com or something.
Well, our parent company is JEA, so.
Yeah. Makes sense, I know, but it doesn't make sense in my little brain. But yeah, that's great. And again, Facebook, you guys are on Facebook?
We sure are, yeah. Okay. Northridge Alzheimer's Special Care Center.
So after our break, I want to make sure that we talk more about the support groups. I think that's such an important component for people.
Absolutely.
That help is out there. Well, tell you what, don't go away. You are listening to the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott. I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, Mariposa has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with meal preparation, bathing, transportation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-1744. Or visit them on our website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's Mariposa homehealth.com. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking with Melissa Spears with Northridge Alzheimer's Association. Dang it. I'm going to tape my tongue or something when you say it.
Alzheimer's Special Care Center.
That's right. It's Special Care Center Association. I can't even say association either, but I'm just going to call you Northridge.
That's perfect.
Memory, Special Care, Alzheimer's, all the above, extraordinaire. You guys do it all. No, and I love your guys' place, really. And hopefully our listeners give you a call. At least come by to take a tour.
Sure, anytime. Anytime.
You guys are cooking with me. You talked about food. You guys, I know.
Oh,
you guys
I know. Yeah. We just had our big family summertime luau. We do a luau every year.
Oh, fun.
This is the first time I hear about this. Seriously?
Yeah. Sorry.
I just missed it.
You just missed
cool.
it.
Oh, that's yeah. great. So what do you guys do for it?
Last year, we roasted a pig.
Really?
Yeah. Amanda, our food services director, and her team are fantastic.
A full pig?
And a full pig.
Wow.
A full pig.
And what did you guys do this year? Did you guys do a full pig?
We did not do a full pig. We did, gosh, what all did we have? We had, it was more of like a Hawaiian-y, like we had, gosh, like a ginger rice, and we had, brisket. So like, they can make little sandwiches.
I'm
envisioning grass skirts and
absolutely. I'll show you pictures. I will show you the pictures.
How fun.
Yeah, we did like, it was cute. The activity team, our program director, Katrina Minetti's wonderful, and their team, they decorated and did all kinds of fun stuff. And so they did kind of like a pseudo photo booth and they had like drinks and sunglasses and coconut bras and grass skirts. And yeah, the staff were having a fun time. And then, you know, we let them dress down and wear a Hawaiian shirt or, you know, something festive, and the families just love it. And yeah,
that's so good. It gives the family members an opportunity to get to know each other and, and use that as kind of a support area as
Absolutely.
Well. Do stuff like that a lot, like especially
we do, like we always do something. Like we did a big Mother's Day brunch that was with mimosas and I mean, just amazing food.
What about Father's Day?
Father's Day, we're doing dude food.
Dude food.
Like,
so tell me what
kind
what
of a baseball
food?
Theme. So we're doing peanuts and pretzels and near beer and, you know,
like
root beer. And but if they want an O'Doul's, they can have an O'Doul's, or if they can have a drink, they can have a drink too.
Oh, that's
cool. Yeah. So we'll do kind of just a snack social. And then what else do we have coming up? That's our biggest family event that we do until we do a barbecue. Yeah, we'll just do a barbecue that families are welcome to come. And, you know, we always feed the staff and make sure that they get to enjoy. Yeah.
So let's talk more about food. This is going to be the health and food show.
The health and food show.
So, let's talk. So you said your chef, Amanda, I think that you said.
Amanda Hermosillo. She's the original employee.
Right.
She was the second employee hired. She's been there. She just had her 5-year anniversary.
Well, good
cool
for her.
Is that?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and that's wonderful. I can't wait to try some of her food, hopefully on our, you know,
it's
on our
really
health
good.
And aging show cook-off soon.
Well,
I know. We need to get that together.
Yeah.
I know. He was telling me about that earlier. Well, we were talking about some kind of cook-off. That would be fun. Like, we're, you know, Morningstar, they're always game to do fun stuff like that. And
they're on board.
Morningstar is on board.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right.
Definitely.
Yeah, count us in.
Count me in. I'm an eater. So.
Okay, you can be a judge.
I cannot cook, but I can eat.
Yeah. All right, very good, very good.
So what you think would be, you guys, is, like, what's your favorite meal you guys think you sir like what do you
my
like?
Personal yeah, favorite well, just like or what the residents like
or yeah or just all oh, like
you know what
do you think
they made I guess it was last Saturday or Friday, but they make little individual shepherd's pie.
Oh, yum.
Love it.
It's so good.
Shepherd's love
pie
it.
Is so
I good. Know. It's just that yummy comfort food,
yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
I love shepherd's pie in the winter, so that's perfect, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they make them in these little individual boats, and it was so good. I can't say anything bad about our food. Like, there's another dish, that pork piccata, that is one of my favorites.
Oh, how
I love the sauce. The, you know, the lemony sauce that
ooh, yum.
She makes. She makes the best mac and cheese in the world.
Is Amanda for hire?
No, she is not.
She do catering.
Yeah, she does, good. Actually. She owns a catering business on the side.
Does she really?
Yeah,
oh,
she really
that's
does.
Good. Well,
oh,
good
wow.
plug for Amanda.
Cool. Yeah, she's good.
So let's talk more. You know, before we took a break, we were talking about the support group, and I really want to talk a little bit more because I think this is just a great thing for people.
Much needed.
And you said it was the third Thursday of every month?
Third Thursday of every month at 1:30.
1:30. And you said that they can maybe reach out to Laura beforehand and just...
Yeah, absolutely. Laura. They can just call the building and we'll get them in touch with Laura.
Okay.
But she's always happy to answer questions ahead of time. And, you know, if our support group isn't the right support group, the Alzheimer's Association has a full list on their website. ALZ.org/New Mexico. But, right. But ours is open to anybody. And, you know, it's, great. Yeah.
You have to call ahead.
And not at all. Not at all.
Seat or
anything. Nope. Nope.
So, and I would hopefully recommend our listeners listening. Maybe there's barely dealing with this stuff, or maybe they know they're going to start dealing with this stuff, to, you know, go to support group and, they could just open doors for them, I guess.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Get the process started.
I think there's so much information out there that, you know, sometimes we're just afraid to ask the right questions.
Right.
And
the answer.
Exactly. Exactly. Afraid of the answer. And, you know, but knowledge is power. And
absolutely.
Knowing what you're dealing with makes you better prepared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, understanding the disease a little bit makes you better prepared because, you know, like we were talking about those care transitions, you know, they may think, oh, my mom's not like that. When in actuality, if they're not sure, you know, we're always happy to go do a home visit and assess them and see. There's no obligation to do that. And
talk about that home visit, because you were kind of mentioning that earlier at one of the breaks. Home visit's a great place to start as well, too. So you guys will actually go to a person's home and kind of do an assessment.
Absolutely.
Like, oh, no, they're, you know, not right for Northridge now, or yes, Northridge would be perfect
right.
place to start right now.
Yeah, no, we've even, you know, done assessments on a family's request, and then we were like, God, I wish they were ready for us because they are adorable. But everyone's like, you say that about everybody you assess, Melissa, which I do because I just love them. But, you know, I think it's important to make sure, one, we can fit their needs, and two, that it's going to be a good fit for that family too.
Right.
And, a lot of times families think, oh, they're not ready. And mm-hmm. we're like, yeah, they are.
They've been ready. Right.
They've been ready. They are so ready.
Right.
And you're so ready.
So listen.
Even though, and giving them the permission to say.
Absolutely. And I think that's a huge
it's
part
okay.
of it, because if not, then they carry around that guilt. Like, oh my gosh, I'm asking for help from my loved one.
Exactly.
What does that make me? And it's like, no, that makes you smart.
Right. It makes smart. It makes you a spouse again, because you're
absolutely
getting,
right.
Yeah. Right. We take over the hard stuff, and it's not like I always try to reassure families that we're not trying to take over your role.
Mm-hmm.
We're just expanding your care team. Right. We're here to
absolutely.
Support you.
That's
you're still going to be in charge of decisions. You're still going to be a part of what we do. We're always going to communicate with you anytime there's something that we think is urgent, and or just a change, you know, just, hey, this is what we're noticing. And our, you know, our nursing team is amazing about communicating those changes with families right away, so that way they aren't blindsided.
So tell me, so after they do that, let's just walk me through the whole thing here. So after we do a home visit and you guys assess, like, yeah, absolutely, it'd be a great fit for Northridge, then they can come tour Northridge, they come for a meal, or how does that typically work?
Typically, they'll tour first.
They'll tour first, okay.
Typically, they'll tour first,
right.
Get some information, talk about what we do, show them around our community, starting that, you know, resident profile, so that way we have a better idea when we meet that person that we already know something about them. So we don't seem like a stranger.
Right.
That's good. That's
good.
So walk me through, or walk our listeners through Northridge. I mean, I've been here, of course, beautiful home.
So, you know, it is a secured unit. So we have our front lobby and conference room. But then when you walk in, it is secured, but it feels like home. You know, and we talk about companion living, because sometimes families are like, oh my goodness, no, they could never have a roommate.
Mm-hmm.
They must have a private room. Well, we have 10 private rooms and 28 shared rooms.
Wow.
Something must be working. And
right.
Because,
you know, what's scary about dementia is they don't know what's happening next.
Mm-hmm.
And so they serve as a prompt and cue. So we have two different living rooms, two different dining rooms, different activity space. The building is built with an interior courtyard in the middle.
That's true.
With all the flowers planted by our residents and yours truly.
Yeah, that's
and our staff. you know, that's a meaningful activity.
Mm-hmm.
We have tons of residents, even if they're in a wheelchair or a Jerry chair. We have a resident who loved to garden. And you better believe it. He was telling me what colors to put with what colors, and he was getting his hands in that dirt, and he loved it. You know, like,
right.
So important to embrace that part of him and modify a past activity so he can still enjoy it.
How's the garden looking right now?
Really good. I'll show you pictures. Pictures are on Facebook, actually. So
Facebook. Oh, you're on Facebook. Woo! I'm excited because I tell all our guests Facebook's it. I'm telling you.
Right.
Yeah, that's good.
Right.
It's good to keep up on all our guests and, of course, the Health and Age Show by going to our Facebook. Well, I know we're going to be taking a break here, Melissa, and I want to talk more about Northridge when we come back. So don't go away. You're listening to the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott, and I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you need a caregiver, call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-1744 or visit them on our website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. Well, I'm anxious to get talking again with Melissa and Northridge and, of course, our co-host Tammy. I know we're in our last segment of the show, and I want to make sure that we get to talk about all these wonderful things in Northridge. And we talked about the support group already. We've already, we're kind of talking. I guess I wanted our listeners to understand how the process kind of works and when they reach out and they can come by and tour and see the place. And which, again, I would highly recommend anyone, even if they're just curious, even if they're not even thinking about services. Sure. I think it's good to pop. Which I'm a nosy guy. Let me tell you, I pop in if it's something. I pop in everywhere. I mean, as you know, I pop in everywhere. I want to know what's going on, what places look like, you know, what's the word around town. So I would suggest people to come by, and I didn't give you an opportunity to get your phone number out, so I'm going to make sure we get out right now. What's your phone number again?
505-323-8800.
Excellent. And they can call and, of course, and ask for Melissa. Or
absolutely.
Ask, just
like to come and tour the community, and anyone's happy to show them around what we do and talk about our programs and how we could help support them.
Great. It's funny about the phone number real quick. A funny quick story. I don't know if you remember, we had a guest on, and she accidentally gave her husband's cell phone number out.
Oh, no.
So hopefully that wasn't your husband's cell phone number.
No, it's not.
He would not appreciate that.
that.
Well, good. And of course, so let's talk about a little bit of the transition, because I think that's an important part we just kind of touched a little bit about. So tell us about the transition. So, of course, let's assume a person's come by, looked at Northridge, and like, you know, this place is wonderful. You know, we'd like to move forward. Where do we go from there?
So, you know, a couple different ways. So if they're coming from home, that usually is a more in-depth process, right? Because we have a spouse or an adult child, you know, some family member that's trying to transition them from a home to a care setting like Northridge. Sometimes that can, you know, take some time and a lot of TLC, because this family member, especially spouses, they've been doing it probably all on their own.
Mm-hmm.
For a while, before they reach out.
For a long time.
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, we have people that they've been caring for their loved one for 10 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
With memory issues
and, wow.
So yeah, they're just so tired and exhausted. And then once they finally make the decision, they're like, I want to do it right now.
Mm-hmm. right.
Like yesterday.
Yeah. And so, it's a little bit easier if they're coming from a care environment, if they've already been in a care setting and it just either wasn't enough care or not the quite right environment.
Right.
Or their care needs have changed to the point where they, you know, might have been in just a traditional assisted living or even sometimes independent living.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then needing a lot of structure. And so really working with the family on what that plan looks like the day of admission. And we all kind of go into a different mode when we know somebody's being admitted. We try to communicate with the staff as best we can about as much as we know about that person.
Right.
What are some things that they like? What are important things? And then we come up with a plan with that family. About usually we like for them to come around a mealtime, because that's always a great, easy transition, is come in and have a meal with us, and you can join us, or we set up a separate room, or if they don't have a family member, we make sure and partner them up with a buddy that day,
that's
make sure
great.
That they can sit with residents that would be social and visit with them.
That's great.
But, you know, however that family feels comfortable, we try to support that. And then, you know, we try to make a plan for when it's time to leave. And try very hard to walk them out, make sure that they're not by themselves, because it's a huge, scary adjustment for that family member.
Oh, I can imagine.
And they're stressed and overwhelmed, and just making that transition as smooth as possible. For the most part, you know, 95% of our admissions, we know what to expect, but that poor family member has no idea.
Right.
Right.
You can tell them and they can read up and, but it's until it happens, they just really don't know.
And so just really trying to think of, okay, what's going to make this resident most comfortable? You know, we talk about, we want to be, sensitive to how much can they actually take in of a story, because sometimes we want to over explain because that makes sense to us, right? Mm. We want to tell them every detail. Well, a cognitively impaired brain can't really grasp that information or understand, why can't I be with my wife anymore?
Right.
Why can't I be with my husband?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Why can't I be at home? And so just trying to make it very simple. And sometimes we use therapeutic deception.
Right.
We're lying to the disease on what's going to make that person feel reassured.
Right. Interesting. So what? Give me like an example. I'm just curious. Like, maybe an example that would help a person.
We have some residents who, you know, a lot of times it will be the care partner has to have a surgery or has to go out of town.
Right.
So you're going to be staying with us while they're gone.
Interesting. Wow. Interesting.
Right. That's not you're moving into Northridge and you have Alzheimer's and this is what's going to happen. We don't do that. That's not how we transition folks, you know, working with those families to find that good story.
Right.
And that's so the staff is aware and that they feel reassured.
That is wonderful. Well, and that sounds like a great, and it sounds like transition is a very important piece, and it sounds like you have great staff to help residents, you know, transition into.
Yeah, that's the number one question once families make that decision is, how do I get them here?
Right.
That's wonderful. Well, again, let's get that phone number out one more time. Hopefully not your husband's phone number, but let's get the Northridge phone number out there.
505-323-8800.
Okay, and a website?
www.jeaseniorliving.com.
Did you throw an extra W in there?
I did. WW. Did I do three W's or four?
I don't know. It's not like 10.
Did I do three? Tammy was listening.
Just kidding. And of course, Facebook.